This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5 SRP, with the AHARS news for the week beginning Sunday, the 17th of July, 2022. In July, our next RSL lunch will be on the 22nd of July, and the next coffee and chat will be on the 23rd of July. This will not be in the Watchman's House yet. The July General Meeting will be on the 21st of July, and it will be a talk by Rod Cunningham, VK5UV, about a remote station he's setting up near Clare. The church have found us some storage space at the venue, and we'll be able to store our magazines and our library at this venue soon. The other stuff we do not need access to at a meeting, Jeff has offered us storage space at his QTH. I'm just waiting for the buck to get keys cut for the two-door cabinet they're making available for us in the room across the passage from the meeting hall. We will need some helpers with a trailer or utility to help move the stuff from the shack to Jeff's QTH. If you can help, please email me. I do not have any idea when this will be happening. The committee is still sorting out the stuff at the shack, and so far we've tossed out a lot of crap. This process continued on the 2nd of July, and Jim sold more scrap for $58.80. The local National Trust people are keen to get us to use the Watchman's House in Coromandel Valley, but the ladies who look after the shack want us to keep using it for as long as this is available. We're going to give consideration to having one of our coffee and chat sessions a month at that venue. Stay tuned for details. I'm hoping we can restart our technical talks at the shack on the fourth Saturday soon. I have some interesting topics suggested in response to my call for speakers at general meetings. One of two of the topics would be more appropriate for a technical session at the shack, as we would need about 2 hours to do them justice. The current outbreaks of COVID make this difficult now, so stay tuned to the Sunday broadcasts and the emails. As there are 5 Saturdays in July, we will have a brunch on the 30th of July, starting time 10 a.m, and the price is $5 per person. At this time, I guess, it will still be in the old shack site, but if we're tipped out by then, it'll be in the Watchman's House, 360 Main Road, Coromandel Valley. Please book your attendance at this event with Pat. patstore@adam.com.au by email. We're going to have a sale at the brunch to dispose of items we've cleaned out of the shack, so bring some cash on the 30th of July and go home with a bargain or two. The menu for the brunch will be tea and coffee, cereals and fruit, toast and jam, pancakes and syrup, and bacon and eggs. Wishing you all a pleasant week. Stay safe, stay away from COVID. VK5 SRP.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group as at Sunday, the 17th of July, 2022. Last Tuesday evening, the club's management committee met in our club rooms to formulate a new budget for the 2022-2023 year. It was not an easy task given the resurgence of COVID. We had to get a bit ruthless with deciding what projects we could regard as not being absolutely necessary and what we could regard as nice to have but not indispensable. Unfortunately, one of our major sources of income by way of donation for our volunteering work appears to now be over and done with, and this puts a fair dent in our bottom line for the year. We are hopeful that a number of other events will go ahead as planned, but the future is unpredictable at the moment. The budget will be scrutinised by our members and, with a bit of luck, will have been approved at our business meeting last Friday night. Speaking of COVID, unfortunately, we have decided that the face-to-face business meetings that we had planned on returning to have again been shelved because of the sudden rise in infections and the increasing risk of contracting the disease. We think it doubtful that authorities will wish to return to lockdowns or even compulsory mask wearing, but better safe than sorry. Changing topics now. Our 2022 Surge Annual Convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships have turned out to be one of our best yet. Despite our initial worry that it might flop because of reducing it to one day, it appears that all who attended really enjoyed their time. We suspect that some of this may be due to it now falling in the middle of the long weekend, which perhaps allows couples and families a little more time to explore Mount Gambier and surrounds than usual, and yet still catch up with friends and fellow amateurs who we've spoken to on air but never met before. At this point, we plan on holding it again next year. The fox hunting, while down a little on numbers, one team went down with COVID just prior to the event and were therefore unable to attend, went well. Our new electronic scoring system, acquired at great expense, certainly made the scoring much more pleasant a task for Andrew VK5KET, and I think it was also more efficient from the competitors' point of view as well. A number of suggestions came out of the weekend, and we will be looking closely at them in order to further improve the events. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say, 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD. With this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Next Friday, the 22nd of July, it will be the North East Radio Club's annual general meeting. And yes, it's on again, and it will be at the Club Meeting Hall at Capulet Crescent, Modbury. So get along and get there about 7:15. For a 7:30 p.m. start. And after all the business has been transacted, there will be a light supper of pies, pasties and so forth. And there'll be tea and coffee available also. So that's next Friday, the 22nd of July, for the North East Radio Club Annual General Meeting. And yes, while you're at the Annual General Meeting, of course, you can pay your annual fees, which are now due. And if you're a concession member, it's $20. But there is an early bird payment of $15, and that's if you've paid by the September meeting. So payment of the annual fees on the night of the AGM would be ideal. And of course, everybody doesn't need reminding, but it's not long to go now to the fifth Friday lunch, which will be on Friday, the 29th of July. So come on, Sir Lunchalot, find us a good suitable venue, and hopefully it will be Christmas in July. Well, that's all for this week. Hope everybody's staying safe and keeping well clear of the dreaded virus. So 73s and good DX from Les. VK5KLD.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning all, this is VK5LSB and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of Wison South Australia and its committee. The next Wison South Australia social get-together and free barbecue is to be held on next Saturday, the 23rd of July 2022, down at the Scout Centre for Adventurous Activities, which is located at Anderson Avenue, North Gunnilg, with doors opening at around 10 a.m. You don't have to be a WISE member to attend this event, as it's open to all who want to attend, and we won't even charge you for the barbecue, as it's free to all who attend on the day. WISE South Australia is also seeking more volunteers to assist in radio communications and logistic support for the upcoming MSS Barossa Rally, which is being held over the 18th September 2022, based out of Tanunda. And this event's not to be missed, as it's a new event for WISE South Australia and its volunteers. So if you're interested in assisting in this event, then please contact me on my email address, which is vk5lsb@wi.org.au. I say again, vk5lsb@wi.org.au. I look forward to volunteering alongside you. A financial reimbursement donation we provide to all WISA Australian volunteers who assist on this weekend to assist with fuel costs, etc., as the committee feels that no volunteer should be financially disadvantaged by volunteering. The committee wish to thank the volunteers, ham radio operators, who have already put their hands up to assist the radio communications and logistics for the MSS Barossa Rally. So why not come out and be part of this great team of volunteers, and it's a great opportunity to get away for the weekend. A text version of this broadcast is available on the WISA Australian Facebook page if you need to clarify some more details. This has been David, VK5LSB, saying thanks for listening, and I look forward to sharing a barbecue snag or two with you at the WISA Social Get-Together on Saturday the 23rd of July. Cheers all, 73, and stay safe.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.